Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 20, question 53. What dost thou believe concerning the Holy Ghost? First, that he is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. Secondly, that he is also given unto me, by true faith makes me a partaker of Christ and all his benefits, comforts me, and shall abide with me forever. The Apostles and the Nicene Creeds, of course, are not exactly the same, and in the part of the Catechism that we read today, they're technically explaining the article in the Apostles' Creed concerning the Holy Spirit. And yet, such is the harmony of doctrine, such is the agreement, that we can substitute the Nicene Creed for the Apostles' Creed and not really miss out on much in terms of the additional explanation that the Heidelberg Catechism gives. In both creeds, we profess our faith in the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. And the words of the Catechism would relate to either creed. In both creeds, it's clear that the Holy Spirit is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. And then in the work that is attributed to him in his ministry, that's actually spelled out a little bit more in the Nicene Creed than it is in the Apostles' Creed, just due to the difference of time and the development and growth of the understanding of the church. Now, the Catechism breaks the work of the Holy Spirit concerning us into several parts. First of all, he is given to us as a gift. And then, having received him, of course, since he's been bestowed upon us, there's these effects that follow. By true faith, he makes me a partaker of Christ and all his benefits, comforts me, and shall abide with me forever. So the working of true faith, which is in turn how we receive all the benefits of Christ, the ongoing comfort of the Holy Spirit, and his unchanging presence with us are all results of his outpouring on us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And those comforts are all heightened when you bear in mind the first point about the Holy Spirit, that he is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. Who is given to us is nothing less, no one less, than God himself. Well then, the true faith he works in us, the comfort he provides, the reality of his presence with us is nothing small or insignificant. It is the presence, the comfort, the operation of God himself. Now, there's many proof texts given for this particular answer in the Catechism, but let me select just one, which I think does a good job of embracing the various parts of it. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 21 and 22 say, "Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." The Spirit has been given to us. The Spirit has been given to us as a seal, as a guarantee that we belong to the Lord, that we are stamped with his image, and, of course, as an earnest, as a promise, a down payment, that all of the blessings that Christ has acquired for us will be given to us. And what's the effect of that gift? Well, we're established with our brothers and sisters in the faith in Christ. The gift of the Holy Spirit is not a small thing. It's a tremendous gift. It is the first blessing, the main blessing that the ascended Christ poured out upon his people. And it is certainly a reason to praise the Lord today that we have been sealed and anointed by the Holy Spirit.